All right. Mitzi, I want to start by asking you a personal question. At this stage of the campaign, with all that is required of the high-profile candidates every day, you don't get any weekends during this period to rest and relax. You look energized and vital. How are you maintaining this this beautiful personality about yourself? Like, just so aware and awake and happening.
This morning I took a long bath and I talked with my mom.
Oh.
And that got me going.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a tough week. We had three debates on one day and then a fourth the next day. And of course, everything in between. I also shared my first promise to voters, which was to put out a fully costed platform before voting began. And I got it to them 2 weeks in advance of the June 8th advance votes. And so that happened all in this week.
There was a big conversation here on one of our panels about elements of your fully costed platform, one of which is how the question around how would you, I know in part of your platform, there is an exemption for homeowners who make less than $80,000 a year in terms of this extra 6% that you're talking about. How, because the city does not have access to people's Revenue Canada information, how would you go about administrating that?
Yeah, so we do have mechanisms already built in for exemptions. And what I was able to do for seniors is raise that exemption threshold from property tax increase from $55,000 to $80,000. Recognizing that, you know, more people, because of the rising cost of food and other things, are really feeling it right now in terms of affordability. So I wanted to make sure that more people got that break from increases in property taxes.
Okay, so it's a system that's already in place.
Yeah.
But is it all demos or is it just 65 plus?
It's seniors.
Okay.
So there's an existing exemption and I've just increased the threshold so more people are eligible for it.
Okay. I'm glad you've explained that because there seemed to be some confusion around how that was going to be administered. So there's no need to hire more staff to make this happen.
Not at all. I would expect that our existing staff could handle it. You know, as you know, I've put out my platform with my six priorities to fix the six and to make sure that we have affordable housing, which is a huge concern right across the board. Many parents and grandparents are worried that, you know, that the next generation won't be able to live here, whether as owners or even renters, because of the high cost of shelter in our system. So I want to build more units to help relieve that pressure. I also want to make sure people can get around our city in terms of TTC, making it free for seniors and for Wheel-Trans users. We want to get ridership up. You know, why not give that break to seniors and to make sure that they can go on the system at any time?
How senior-friendly is your platform in comparison to some of the other high-profile candidates?
Well, I have been very thoughtful about how seniors will see this election and do they see themselves in the policies and in the plans that I'm putting forward. And so specifically on transit, they'll say yes, you know, they'll get to ride the system for free under my plan. The libraries, you know, we have a fabulous public library system in Toronto. It's world class. Well, I want to make sure that, you know, there's a lot of seniors who are living lonely and in isolation, and I want to connect them to the public library system. So I've put that in. They can do that digitally with the librarian connecting them how to use the online system for access to the services that the library offers. And that part of doing that is to avoid that isolation and that loneliness that we know exists. And then, of course, the exemption for any increase in property tax, we've raised that threshold. Some of my general policies will apply. You know, I have a mental health and well-being strategy. That is something that seniors can definitely access. I'm going to hire a chief mental health officer to make sure we have that coordinated response and support for people who need that help and support in our city. Other programs like, you know, more parks, you know, having water fountains and washrooms at parks, that just speaks to the quality of life and having a green and vibrant city that everyone can enjoy. And we can't forget about, you know, things like snow clearance and fixing potholes and making sure that, you know, the property taxes that people do pay are being well utilized and they see the service. They see a clean and beautiful and vibrant city.
Well, on that note, and I had just a couple more questions for you. What about these garbage cans that have turned into a disaster scenario? What is your plan with that?
Yeah, I don't have a specific plan around the redesign of the garbage cans, but what I do, you know, I'm someone who I have experience. I've of course been a cabinet minister of very complex portfolios like education, chief administrative officer at, you know, Canada's largest social housing corporation, Toronto Community Housing Corporation, CEO of Civic Action, which is all about how do we build a vibrant city. And so on day one, I'm going to bring all of that experience to solving the challenges that we have in our city. And as mayor, I commit to being a mayor of the people. I'm from Scarborough. I'm from that outside. I want to make sure that people have a strong voice at City Hall. So I will be out in our communities. People will get to know me. They'll be able to stop me, talk to me. You know, just as I'm walking around, people are starting to do that now. And so that's how I want to, you know, be responsive as mayor, is to connect with the people.
And finally, what would it mean to you to not only be the first Black mayor of Toronto, but the first woman Black mayor of Toronto?
It would mean the world, because I know that, you know, young people will see themselves in me in this role. If you can see me, you can be me. You know, I would always say that to young people, because they know they need to know what's possible for them, and the role models that they look up to need to look like them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.